I'm going to invite Brett up. Before I do, I'm just going to pray for him. Father, we do thank you so much for who you are. Thank you for the way in which we can join with other believers from other places and find a unity and a oneness because of Christ, and because he is our King, he is our Saviour. We thank you for our hope in him this morning. We pray for us and for Brett this morning as he speaks, that you would use him, that you would speak to us and to him, and you would continue to bless him and lead his family in their lives for your glory. And so, Father, we just commit this time to you. Pray you'd encourage us and work in us for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, let me invite Brett up if you want to give him a clap.
Yeah, it is lovely to be with you. It's just a really nice, you're probably just used to it, but it's a really nice atmosphere and a really warm vibe that you guys have got going. Well, if I took my head down to look at the notes, how's that? Is that alright? Alright. I've had complaints in the past. Alright. I really like that phrase, God is the strength of my heart, that JJ was reading earlier. I think that quite captures what we're going to be talking about today. Where are we up to? Can we get to slide one? And then slide two. There's one place in our lives that is the scariest almost of all others, a place that if we can help it, we will never go, a place that is full of terror and horror and somewhere to be avoided. It's a place called the outside of our comfort zone. We go for the next slide. So, here's this guy. This is Peter, and he is a fisherman. He likes to hang around with Jesus, and you can see his comfort zone is the circle underneath. So let's see what happens when he jumps out of his comfort zone. Go to the next slide. Oh, it's horrible outside the comfort zone. But as Christians, we are to go out into the world, the big scary world, to fulfil the Great Commission. And we are to do it boldly and in power. The next slide. Oh, he's still being terrified. Jump out of it. A little map piece issue with that. How'd you get the point? So, we can see this needing to get out into the world in 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. But to do that can just be miles and miles outside our comfort zone. So how can we, just regular Christians, do that without having a nervous breakdown? It's been something I've been thinking about for many years. And when I was a kid, I always hated having visiting missionaries and evangelists come to our church and explain how we had to go out and boldly proclaim the good news of Jesus. It's a good thing to do, but I'd be sitting in the pew squirming away with discomfort because I knew two things for certain. One was that they were right, I should be getting out there and doing that. And the other was that I could never do anything like that. It was too scary. And so suddenly my nice little comfort zone was all full of guilt. But I couldn't leave my guilty little comfort zone because it was too scary out there. So I was a bit stuck. But I found that I could ease the guilt by telling myself that they were different. I mean, there they were standing up the front and not having dealt with any fear, any shyness or fear or speaking, fear of speaking or timidity or anything like that. Whereas I had to suffer with all three of those things. So clearly they were different, they were set apart. That was their job, not mine. That's what I told myself. I just wasn't that sort of person. Why did they have to come and make me feel guilty just because they could do something and I couldn't? And I think we've all had those sort of similar feelings. We want to get out there and do something great for God. But it's just way, way, way outside our comfort zone. Well, there is a way. It does require some courage, but it is doable. And I'm going to share that with you, how God got me way, way, way outside of my comfort zone without suffering from a nervous breakdown. Slide. So for those who don't know what a comfort zone is, the Cambridge Dictionary says that a comfort zone is a situation in which you feel comfortable and in which your ability and determination are not being tested. So, if you want to stay in your comfort zone, you only allow yourself to be in situations that are comfortable, that you don't get pushed. Trouble with that is you don't do anything new or exciting or extraordinary either. Our passage today is Matthew 14, 27 to 31. Now the background of this passage is that Jesus has been preaching to the multitude. While he dismisses them, he's sent his disciples out in a boat. And in Mark's Gospel, we read that they were being sent ahead to Bethsaida for some reason. But the disciples got stuck in the middle of the lake because there was the wind was against them. And so Jesus goes, they're stuck. Jesus goes out to them walking on the water and he scares the pants. And slide number 7. Oh, that's it. That's what we want. So the text says, "But Jesus spoke to them at once. 'Don't be afraid,' he said. 'Take courage. I am here.' Then Peter called to him, 'Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you walking on the water.' 'Yes, come,' Jesus said. So Peter went over the side of the boat and walked on the water towards Jesus. But when he saw the strong wind and the waves, he was terrified and began to sink. 'Save me, Lord,' he shouted. Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. 'You have so little faith,' said Jesus. 'Why did you doubt me?'" I'm taking that from the New Living. That sounds a bit different. So why do we doubt Jesus? Isn't he bigger than anything we are going to be scared of? But let's face it, this really doesn't help, does it? I mean, it should help. But we'd be fooling ourselves if we thought that just because we know Jesus is bigger than any of our fears, that makes the fears go away. It just doesn't. Next slide. Verse 27. But God spoke to them at once. "Don't be afraid," he said. "Take courage. I am here." Now the disciples had been stuck rowing, trying to get out of this wind for hours. It's horrible. It sounds horrible. They must have been really butch guys. So this wave-creating headwind, which had held them there, had them there till about 4 in the morning. And then Jesus freaks them out by doing his great impersonation of a ghost. And what did he say? He says, "Don't be afraid, take courage, I am here." Is that it? I think I would have needed a bit more. But that would have meant something to the disciples, because he wasn't a ghost, so that's got to be a good thing. That immediately cheers you up. But the second is that they had seen him calm a storm before. In Matthew 8:23-27, so Jesus can fix this. So yes, they could relax. They, after all, had seen first-hand experience what Jesus could do. When Jesus gets involved, our conception of reality changes. And we can feel that sort of thing when we think of scary situations, when we realise what reality really is. We think it's going one way, we find out it's actually going another. We think of times that we've been totally lost, and just when we start to get that panicky feeling, we see a landmark that we recognise, that, oh, we're lost at all. So we get that proper understanding of reality. And we say, phew. Or if we're having a nightmare and we wake up, we realise it's just a dream and there is no reality there at all. Well, we say, phew. We can relax. And Jesus is like that. We might think something terrible is happening, but once we know who Jesus is, we can relax. Now for us, first-hand experience of the reality of Jesus and what he can do is an important step in getting out of our comfort zones. But regular first-hand experience comes later. For the moment, however, let's just remember that we can trust Jesus with any situation. He is very trustworthy. So we need to get out of our comfort zone and start heading towards Jesus, understanding that he is the true comfort, the true reality. But isn't this a sort of chicken and egg thing? We need to see Jesus in action, like the disciples did, in order to leave our comfort zone. But in order to leave our comfort zone, we need to see Jesus in action. Well, thankfully, no. Because all we have to do is to have enough courage to do as he did. And that is to take one step outside our comfort zone. Next slide. Beautiful. So in verse 28 and 29, we read, "Then Peter called to him, 'Lord, if it is really you, tell me to come to you, walking on the water.' 'Yes, come,' Jesus said. So Peter went over the side of the boat and walked on the water towards Jesus." Now Jesus called Peter out of the boat, because Peter needed to learn the sort of things that Jesus did in preparation for when Jesus returned to the Father. Peter needed his faith built. while Jesus was still with them. Next slide. Now John describes this in John chapter 14, verse 12 through 14. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me, that's Jesus, will do the work I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And indeed Peter did do greater things. We've all seen the footage of Neil Armstrong jumping off the metal ladder and landing on the surface of the moon. But they weren't sure, as you know, NASA, they weren't sure whether or not the surface of the moon would be safe for him to land on. But nonetheless, he jumped off. He jumped out of his comfort zone. And Peter, getting out of the boat, was a faith challenge and a bravery challenge like that. It helped to prepare Peter to become the great Christian leader of the early church that we find in the book of Acts. Jesus stepped him and his disciples through these bravery challenges, one at a time. And this is what Jesus will do for us. We can see this in other parts of the Bible. Next slide. So in Proverbs 16:9, we can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. Next slide. It's going to be fast, rapid fire. And again, in Psalm 119, verse 133, guide my steps by your word, so that I will not be overcome by evil. And next slide. And lastly, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. He has a destiny for us if we are willing. We are willing to take that step out of the boat, out of our comfort zones, and face that bravery challenge and stick with it. Our comfort zone will expand until doing whatever it is that we struggle with seems to be normal. I don't imagine it took Neil Armstrong very long before he was bouncing around the moon, feeling very much at his ease, because his comfort zone had expanded. But we need to, we need to not just step out of our comfort zone, we need to expand them, and expand them again. This is all sounding a bit like those missionaries and evangelists that came to my church, wanting us to just get out there and expand the comfort zone so that we can charge on and preach to the world. But it's not like that, thankfully. We still have two verses to go, which will reveal all. Next slide. So in verse 30 and 31 we read, but when Peter, saw the strong wind and the waves, he was terrified and began to sink. Save me, Lord, he said, he shouted. Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. You have so little faith, he said. Why do you doubt me? And Peter took his eyes off Jesus. He focused on the fear in the situation rather than on the solution to fear, Jesus. And when I was a boy, I went camping with some friends. Thank you. The way to the campsite was a bit precarious. We had to sort of gingerly climb across this rock cliff, this segmented sort of cliff, to climb across the ledges, and it was all a bit hairy, but you know, young and stupid, what are you going to do? So our backpacks would scrape against the rock because we were going back towards the wall. And one of the boys was further down, and he just dropped something. Can't quite remember. He gently slid out of his shoulder straps, and he gave me very strong instructions to hold the top of his pack with my toe. Now, yeah, to stop it, you know, bowling away. But I could feel, I could feel that there wasn't any weight on my toe. It wasn't being pulled at all. I could tell that the backpack was balancing on its own just fine. I could tell. And so to test this hypothesis out, I just very lightly lifted my toe off the backpack. But it was only just for a moment, And very gently and smoothly, the backpack tilted forward. And as it tilted forward, my toe couldn't quite grasp it. And the it continued on its graceful arc. And then it tumbled over and over and over down the cliff face. Contents flying everywhere. And my friend, he was very articulate with his criticism, and he was somewhat loud. To which I replied, I only took my toe off for a second. Well, Peter very likely only took his focus off Jesus for a very short time, and down he went. Now, this is such an essential verse for us as we step out of our comfort zones. We need to know that if we mess up, Jesus will be right there to catch us. Now, if Jesus, if Peter, sorry, had made it to Jesus walking on the water, let's say, he makes it and they high-five each other and then they skip on back to the boat. Well, then we never would have had the answer to our question, what if we mess up? The bravery challenges. Well, if we do, then like Peter, we will end up in the arms of Jesus. And that's a great place. He will help us back on our feet. So, this frees us up to take chances when leaving our comfort zones. There really isn't any great downside. But the main point of all of this is that Jesus simply says, come. He doesn't say, come, then go around me three times, then reach into the water and grab a fish, and then water ski back to the boat. He simply says, come. All Peter had to do is one thing. And this is the key to the bravery challenges that God sets for us. We only ever have to take one step outside our comfort zone, not five at a time, not 20 at a time, just one. Then, once we're comfortable in that space that we've stepped out into, God asks us to take another step, and then we get comfortable in that space. And God asks us to take another step, and so on and so on. So you see, the beauty of the way God does this is that we only ever have to take one step out of our comfort zone, and yet the bravery challenges he gives us get harder and harder but we don't notice because we always climatize to discomfort. So we only ever have to be uncomfortable the same amount each time. And our comfort zone continues to get larger and larger and larger. Slide 15. So here's little Simon again. And he's in his little comfort zone. But then he takes his step out and his comfort zone expands. Next slide. So he takes another step out and his comfort zone expands even more. Next slide. This one's a big one. So he just continues to step. Next one. Watch this one. Go for it. Might get fouled up. But you see the little mark? That was his original comfort zone. And see how much it has expanded. How much more capable is he going to be with all of that comfort? He can just do, he can speak, he can talk, he can play the piano, he can dance, all those things that he's comfortable with. Mm. So, as an example, how has all of this worked for me? How is it that I can stand up here and deliver a sermon when, as a child, I squirmed in my seat? Well, after many years, God had painstakingly walked me up to the point where I could go to college. That was a long journey. But after starting college, God gave me opportunities to speak and pray in front of others. Other students, like Joseph. Each time I did that, I stepped out of my comfort zone. And the more I did it, the more comfortable I became. And the larger my comfort zone grew. Then God gave me the opportunity of my first sermon last year. And I'm going to be honest, that was a big step. But Jesus got me through it. And then came the challenge of leading the church service. So I did that quite a few times at my church. And that stretched me still further. And it wasn't so bad because nothing was as bad as doing that sermon for the first time. So I was well and truly stretched by that stage. And after leading a number of church services, it wasn't too much of a step outside my comfort zone to give my second sermon, and that was last Sunday. So here I am today, stepping out of my comfort zone once again, and I'm pretty comfortable about it. And preaching isn't inside my comfort zone yet, but it is getting there. But there is no way I could have done this when I first joined college. But God has walked me through to this point, step by step. So the question we need to ask ourselves isn't, can I preach a sermon, or can I go to college, or can I speak to my unfriendly neighbour about Jesus, or can I tell my friends I'm a Christian, or can I sing up the front of church? Whatever our current bravery challenge is, the question is, can I take one step outside my comfort zone? And if the answer is yes, then God can lead you to the place that He always has planned for you to go. And I discovered that you just kind of get used to being outside your comfort zone. Just kind of used to being out there now. So, do you want to go where God has planned for you to go? Are you ready to start that journey? If you are ready, then just going to have a little prayer. And if you are ready, then just pray silently along. Let's bow in. Loving Father, I trust you with my life. Please start giving me bravery challenges and the courage to take that first step outside my comfort zone for you. I know that I will be in your hands. Amen. And of course, the last thing to do is to keep an eye out for those opportunities to step out of the comfort zone and start doing whatever God gives you. Thank you.
Thank you, Brad. That was great. And lovely to have you with us. And it's just such a good example, I think, of what God can do when we do take up that. His strength made perfect in our weaknesses. So it's really encouraging.